If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
We look at TB licenses now, and are they outdated? The traditional TB license model in South Africa is crumbling, with less than 20% of license holders actually paying their fees. As a result, the government is exploring alternative funding options for the SABC, one of which is a levy on streaming services. But is this the right solution? To answer that, Leslie Adams, Sales Director at Reach Africa, joins me now. A good evening to you, Leslie. Thanks for joining me.
For having me.
Leslie, firstly, why are people not paying for their license?
It's a difficult question in a South African context because on one hand, you've got a percentage of our sort of TV watching audiences who've opted to pay higher prices to access international content either through pay TV or through streaming services. On the other hand, we also have a large income discrepancy. So a lot of people can't afford it. A lot of people actually opt out of it because they don't see the value in it. Ultimately, what it does do, it impacts the SABC's ability to raise funds, run effectively, and deliver the kind of content that the larger audience of South Africans actually need.
When you look at the SABC, I mean, some people will simply say, but I don't even watch the SABC. Why am I paying for the license?
It's one of those constant arguments you hear on the braai every now and again. People say, I don't engage with the SABC. But those same people do engage with some level of radio, some level of television. And in fact, the last 5 years and COVID showed us that the SABC still has a big role to play as a public broadcaster. And the level of trust in disseminating really important information out to the wider public is still very critical. I mean, we've come through not only COVID, but elections in this space. So a public broadcaster in this day and age, especially in the times where we've seen things like, you know, the private purchase of a large social media of X, and then how that can be used to influence and sway opinions of the public, I think it's quite important to have a public broadcast in that particular sense.
Well, it is important, revenue for, as you say, the public broadcaster, very important for the country. And people are still getting in. And we mustn't forget that SABC is not only television, it's also a host of radio stations. But if you look now at changing this model as a streaming levy, which government is talking about, who will ultimately bear the cost for this?
It really boils down to the sort of implementation and negotiation with the various partners. I do think it signaled a really forward way of thinking from the Department of Communications, looking at different funding models, ultimately that adjust to the modern way of life. We find ourselves, like many other countries, dealing with international streamers and private-owned companies eating away at market share, collecting revenue, and not paying tax locally. So, I mean, the fact that the Department of Communications are looking at ways of different and innovative ways of funding in ways that can replace the TV license without necessarily going back into Treasury to get a bailout, I think is a way to go. What's going to be sort of interesting to see unfold is how it would apply. Is it completely only international suppliers? Would it be local suppliers as well, like MultiChoice or eMedia? And how it will be implemented ultimately, because we do know, you know, the South African record of managing these kind of funds is always under scrutiny, and what level of transparency, because it's not only about can we fund the biggest of the biggest channels on television or on broadcast, but how it trickles down to community radio stations and how it sort of encompasses the entire broadcast industry as well as stimulates local content production.
It was interesting to see that, was it the Competition Commission with the communications? It was a communications commission that was set up to look at how SABC was and local channels were being affected by the international content providers. And you're looking at Google. Google fined quite heavily in this case, obviously waiting for them to give feedback. But that was quite interesting, and how they would need to pay SABC for actually moving that algorithm and pushing international content as opposed to local content.
The Competition Commission findings specifically on how news is managed in that space, and how news plays a massive role in driving the growth of, you know, Google and Meta, which is the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is really a precedent. It's probably the first in South Africa, but it's been a consistent presence in the EU. EU has fined Google and Meta billions of dollars over the course of a few years. And in fact, there's a long-standing law in place that a percentage of all streaming revenues earned by major international streamers will be paid to local industry to stimulate broadcast, to stimulate content production, both in cinema and in television. So to be honest with you, the precedent is there already globally. It's about how we can implement that locally. And is our market significant enough to keep to negotiate with these larger companies?
When we go back to the levies and that scenario, I mean, other countries, have we looked at other countries where they successfully implemented this system?
So the EU, in fact, has had the system since 2018. Mm. And in fact, continues to revise the sort of numbers and levels of investment and continues to sort of interrogate the process as it goes through. The commitment from international streamers has actually been part working quite closely with the EU to stimulate the local industry. And many of those sort of local language content and local cultural content is funded by those players. In South Africa, or Africa by contrast, we've seen Amazon pull out in terms of their local production after initially investing quite heavily. We've seen a change in direction, and a tweak in direction from the likes of Netflix and others. So it'll be interesting to sort of see how we can maintain both the creative arm as well as the distribution arm in broadcasting to make sure that we maintain our own industry here. The one thing we do know is that we need funding because, as we know, the most watched content is local content. It's the most supported, most well-followed, and it's across multiple languages, which is critical to a local industry. And these international players need to play ball.
And we look at also local players. I mean, would we be able to tap into other broadcasters? You're looking at MultiChoice and other e-media, social medias. Would they also have to contribute?
There's been whispers of different ways of doing different licensing agreements. It becomes quite interesting when we look at the local players where, you know, the likes of e-media and their satellite offering OVHD does distribute SABC 1, 2, and 3 as well as some radio stations. The same could be said for MultiChoice. And they distribute and broadcast those channels completely for free currently due to the broadcasting mandate that the SABC holds. So tweaks in finding licensing, possible content exchanges could be another way of finding additional funding. So there's various options that I think the department has to explore. But what's really clear is that they have to explore it in a way that ultimately the consumers aren't burdened by.
How then do you do that? Because, I mean, how do you find that balance there? Because you also, does it become a choice? Does it become mandatory? How would it work?
So I think that's the proof will always be in the pudding there, ultimately. Mm. If you look at the EU example, which I mentioned earlier, where the EU mandates that streaming partners pay a percentage of all revenue earned within markets, that is ultimately paid by these large global corporations who pay directly into those funds through government and then distributed from there. There's been sort of whispers and speculation around, could there be a situation where if there is a streaming levy that is passed on to the consumer, ultimately inflating prices for streaming services or pay TV, this remains to see how in turn we actually negotiate this. What is really critical, though, is, I mean, both e-media and MultiChoice are South African taxpaying corporations, whereas larger global corporations are often non-taxpaying corporations who extract revenue from our country. And that's where I think it could be an interesting one in terms of how we can find a levy or a type of taxation or a level of investment that creates a win-win, because ultimately a vibrant local content industry drives streaming as well. So there could be a win-win if we take a longer-term view in terms of how we apply this.
Where are we in terms of discussions? We heard South Africa's communications minister saying that they were considering the possible introduction of this levy on streaming services, but a lot of it is still in discussions. When do we expect to get something? I mean, who are they speaking to? How are they bringing this to the fore? When would we hear something more concrete on it?
I'm not privy to the ongoing talks and negotiations, but I do know one of the critical steps in for all of these different funding models to even have a future is for the revival in terms of how we look at the communications bill, how we look at the broadcasting mandate. And once that's actually in place, there'll be a precedent that the SABC then can go have these chats, from my understanding. I'm not privy to the current discussions around it, especially because, again, these large global corporations may have local offices, but often they don't even operate directly from South Africa.
Leslie, thank you so much for those insights. And obviously, we'll be keeping tabs on the situation and find out, you know, what's going to happen in the coming months. Leslie Adams, Sales Director at Reach Africa.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.